Johnny, twirl me round, Joe. Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live. This week from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This time, it's Nora Jane Struthers. Don't you let me go.
Never been a man of words, but I can make almost any broke thing work. Out west I'll make myself a name. I'll make a fertile field out of any barren plain. Evelyn grew up around fine things, enjoyed attending social parties. When she agreed to be my bride, she said she knew our life would be a rocky ride. Living in the ditch will take its toll on any man, but if you could see what it's done to my Evelyn. The light is faded from her eyes, still she swears she can't show up back east wearing the dress she left in Colorado. I began my trade. An engineer is welcome where there's a fortune to be made. Each day when I mine, poor Evelyn pulled the door latch back inside. With our first child on the way, the mine camp was too rough for us to stay. My reputation served me well, and I signed on to build Idaho's first canal. Ditch will take its toll on any man, but if you could see what it's done to my Evelyn. The light is faded from her eyes, still she swears she can't show up back east wearing the dress she left in. From back east we broke the ground, hunched at my desk for weeks, my design was sound. Evelyn suffered the most. When the funds dried up, our dreams withered with our hopes. With no one but our boy for company, Evelyn, she longed to rejoin society. Our failure lingered like a haze. The West would hold us all the rest of our days. Living in the ditch will take its toll on any man, but if you could see what it's done to my Evelyn. The light is faded from her eyes, still she swears she can't show up back east wearing the dress she left in.
Thank you.
So many of our listeners are musicians or aspiring musicians. They routinely tell us one thing that they enjoy about Red Barn is hearing guests talk about what they've learned about constructing careers in music, sort of like what you're in the middle of doing right now. And they like hearing about life on the road and performance tips and plotting a set list and responding to the audience and all those kinds of things. And now something even more pertinent today than it was last year, is how you as a new artist leverages social media and the internet to make connections with your fans.
I recently attended the Americana Music Festival conference in Nashville, and I actually went to like a social media panel on that just to see what they had to say.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
You can't do everything really well. So instead, choose one or two things to do really well, and then on all the other sites, like, you know, there's all these social networking sites, all kinds of them, I don't even know all of them. So you can only do one or two really well, and then on all the other ones, just point people to the ones that you do well. So, which I think is really smart. So, like, I don't really do Twitter very well, for example. I do Facebook really well because it's easy. I have a smartphone. I have a Droid, Android phone. You can give me a sponsorship anytime you want, Motorola Android. And so, I take lots of pictures, put them up on Facebook. It's pretty easy for me to do that. You know, I don't have, like, cute little funny tidbits to put on Twitter. So, instead, I have it linked up to my Facebook. And, you know, I'm not a really active MySpace user anymore. So, I do have a MySpace page. And I have things linked up to that, but I also am, you know, have the MySpace page pointing people to my Facebook fan page.
You do use YouTube.
Yeah, that's another thing I do. I have a Flip video camera, sponsorship anytime you want. No, I have a Flip video camera, and it is so great. It's so small, so easy to use, and I just video a lot of my performances, and then, you know, the ones that aren't so good, I try to learn from, and the ones that are sort of good, I can put up on YouTube and share with the fans. I think there's a learning curve with technology, as with anything. And at first, doing all these different social media, YouTube, all these things at first seemed really challenging and really daunting. But I'm at a point now where it's pretty easy to do. It doesn't take a lot of my time, so I can still focus on the music, which is, of course, the most important thing.
Look out on the mountain, see the storm clouds roll. Hear daddy's gone to town, so baby girl, we're all alone. When you wake, I'll hold you close. I'll keep you safe and sound. Your daddy promised he'd come home when he's done in the town. Don't be afraid now, baby girl. It's just a little rain. Our cabin's warm and dry, we've got no reason to complain. Now, baby girl, your daddy's a good man. Daddy will be home just as soon as daddy can. And don't you cry now, baby girl, your daddy's quit the drink. Fixed on me, memorized. lies my face. When we meet again, we'll be in another place. And listen close now, baby girl. Is there more than my song? Are the angels singing sweetly? Do you hear the shepherd's call? Look out on the mountain. See the storm clouds roll. Your daddy's gone to town, so baby girl, I'm all alone.
Thank you.
So tell people about your obsession.
Okay. tell people about my obsession. It is. It's close to it. If you saw my closet, you would agree with the word obsession. I perform exclusively in vintage dresses and or skirts, generally. I recently got a pair of 1940s women's jeans, which I almost wore tonight, but I shied away from it. First of all, dressing up to perform, I feel like, is an important part of the stage show. You know, I mean, you're going to see a show. You don't want to just see someone like they rolled off their couch. It's like an event. So I like that aspect of being a performer. And then the vintage aspect, I personally love 30s, 40s, and 50s dresses. I feel like they fit with my music pretty well. I feel like they add a visual to the themes that I'm singing about and the sounds that you're hearing when you have, you know, two acoustic guitars or with the band, an acoustic fiddle and mandolin and guitar and bass. So I feel like it just sort of ties everything up visually in with the music. And I just really like them, and I can write them off my taxes.
Yes.
That's pretty great, too.
And I would encourage any of you who are listening to go and check out Nora Jane, you know, walking through some vintage clothiers and checking out some dresses. It's a lot of fun.
I was a sharecropper's son, till my dad up and run, leaving me and Ma to care for the five little ones. Just scraping by for years, sweating 8 months in the fields, praying every night that the kids won't have to feel like their daddy didn't love them. These hard times just got the best of him. Though it ain't right, now he's a free man, and I doubt we'll ever see his face again. Around, thumb my way to the next town, to the whitewashed clavered schoolhouse that the apple trees surround, thinking of the little ones and the man I'd like to become. I try to show them what it means to stick to your guns, 'cause our daddy may have loved them, but these hard times still got the best of him. Though it ain't right, now he's a free man, and I doubt we'll ever see his face again. Crops withered in the sun. I signed up for the army, even though I'm too young. But every paycheck I'll mail back, add each letter to the stack. Proof that I'm still with you, and I never leave like Dad, 'cause our daddy may have loved them, but these hard times still got the best of him. Though it ain't right, now he's a free man, and I doubt we'll ever see his face again. No, it ain't right that he's a free man, I doubt we'll ever see his face again.
Thank you.
This is the music of Nora Jane Struthers, recorded live in performance from Lexington, Kentucky, on Red Barn Radio.
Come take a walk, my Willie said, down in the gorge where the river bends. I'd known Willie all my life, had a face like he'd never told a lie. Strolled down that rocky path, hand in hand, he made me smile, he made me laugh. Reached the river's edge and paused. There Willie took me in his arms, where you can't hardly hear yourself think, with the water crashing around you like a storm upon the sea. With a strange look in his eye, his steep voice quaking, he asked me to be his bride. At first silence was my reply. I was afraid, tell a lie. And you can't hardly hear yourself think,
with the water crashing around you like a storm upon the sea. Willie, please, the water's icy and so deep.
Still I cannot marry thee. Filled up my eyes, out on the slippery stones I climbed, dark water swirling all around. There Willie pushed me to the ground in the shallows. He held me down, whispered, my love, you'll not drown. Will, don't take my life. As he pulled out his knife, and you can hardly hear yourself think,
with the water crashing around you like a storm upon the sea. Willie, please, the water's icy and so deep.
Still I cannot
marry thee.
Thank you.
I walked to school on Monday, and when I stepped in the door, the other girls were gathered in a circle on the floor. Their slates and books were resting dejected upon their desks. Their skirts bloomed out around them like the late spring tulips. Yeah, their skirts bloomed out around them like the late spring tulips. Henrietta glanced up, called to come and see. Peering o'er the ponytails all was revealed to me. A shiny deck of playing cards was strewn upon the ground. Hastily we snatched them up as the bell began to sound. Yeah, hastily we snatched them up as the bell began to sound. When the lessons ended, we lingered in the street, counted up and made sure that the whole deck was complete. Then Henrietta handed the entire lot to me. She said, Annabelle, tonight, keeper of the cards you'll be. She said, Annabelle, tonight, won't you keep them safe for me? When I got home, I crept into my room and shut the door. I knew I should be stealthy, so I spread them on the floor. Red and black and yellow, green, blue, purple and white. All the faces of the kings and queens brought colorfully to life. Yeah, the faces of the royalty brought colorfully to life. Till it was too late, like a storm out of the southwest, she blew in and she raged. Before I knew what hit me, all the cards were in her hands. She was screaming at the devil, to the kitchen fire she ran.
She was screaming at the devil, to the kitchen fire she ran.
Hot on her heels in horror, I knelt before the flames, where the beauty of each number was burning to my brain. My hands deep in my pockets, my teary eyes cast down. My mother learned me all the places Satan can be found.
Yeah, my mother learned me all the places Satan can be found.
May seem harmless, a game of cards can lead to greed, lust, and whiskey, even infidelity. She made me swear to never hold the devil's deck again, but I still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed.
Yeah, I still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed. I still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed. Yeah, I still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed. Still got the jack of diamonds underneath my bed.
Thank you.
Well, folks, the pizza's all gone. There's only about 5 brownies left, and the coffee urn is dry, and Nora Jane's about to wrap up, and I hope you all have had a great time. I've had so much fun here listening to this music and talking to Nora Jane. And how about PJ George? There, supporting her. A great night of music. It's so wonderful that you all were able to come up from Nashville.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Time with us. Thank you both so much.
I haven't done this yet, but I'm going to create a special promo code for all the listeners out there. I'll do it as soon as I hop back in my Honda Odyssey. And you can enter the code on my website, which is norajanestruthers.com. Enter the promo code REDBARN. And you will get a free download of this next song. All right, for your swinging pleasure, here is Cowgirl Yodel number 3. You ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
I went down to Texas. I got myself a babe. Got myself a big man to help along the way. I'm a cowgirl now. I'm a cowgirl now. I learned to make a lasso,
I learned to work the reins. Now I'm riding down the trail, bandana around my face. I'm a cowgirl now. I'm a cowgirl now. Ride out on the prairie, move the herd along. Get in Betty down at night and sing my cowgirl song. Just keep on droving on my trusty bay. I'm a cowgirl now. I'm a cowgirl now. I don't know how I ever learned to sleep indoors. Life is so much better out underneath the stars.
Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Our associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker. Dave Kelleher is our location manager.
We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media, and Five Crew Communications, Shane Atchison for media relations. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.